Welcome to the Brad and Body Podcast. You already know who we are. We wouldn't be here, so let's not waste any more time. Here's Bradley.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Brad and Body Podcast. Oh, bottomed. We're up again, mate. The season is here. We're ready to go. How are you, my man?
I'm excited. I'm very excited. These Nexstars kids, some of these guys are going to really put bums on seats. And look, I'm looking at Matthew Dellavedova's form. You know, like he's trying to make a statement for ahead of the Paris Olympics. Yep. Just some very good stuff. Now, I know you followed it a lot more closely than I did, the blitz that is. So I'm going to be firing questions. Yeah, I'm going to fire some questions at you, Brad. And let's start with the two top teams from last season. That's the Sydney Kings and New Zealand Breakers. Both had kind of underwhelming blitzes, but then I looked at the starting lineups at a couple of occasions. I think, well, they're not putting their best foot forward. What was your read?
Yeah, I think you're 100% right. No William McDowell White for New Zealand, and that makes a huge difference. Arguably their best player in the final series last year. So he not there makes a huge difference. No DJ Hogg for the Kings and no Jaylen Adams for the first game, but did play the other ones. I expected, let's start with the Kings as the champs. Yep. They were pretty much what I expected. You've lost your coach, you've lost your starting five, you've brought in new players, and they looked like they just didn't sink every minute of the game. I thought they were brilliant in patches, but then they lost it, you know, whether it be defensively, offensively or whatever. I'm super excited to see Jonah Bolden back in uniform and playing again. Very rusty that first game, although okay. Thought he was fabulous in the second game and like far exceeded where I thought a player that's been sitting out for that long would be. So I think there's only upside for the Kings. They'll be right there again. New Zealand, love it, man. He is an unbelievable coach, Modi. Jeez, I like him. He's just getting better and better, and that team looks fantastic.
Yeah, I don't have any qualms about them, only from the how long it'll take for William McDowell White to get back. But that's I think they're right in the mix. Look, the question, the thing I wanted to say to you was that I know we haven't discussed the World Cup at all, but I wrote a piece about my website about what I think that should be the group for Paris. And I left Jonah Bolden. I only named 11 players because I thought I'll leave, you know, because someone will emerge in the next 12 months.
Yep, like a Cooks 12. Did in theory or something, or Jack White. Yeah, good call. Yep.
And someone contacted me. I was thinking about Jonah Bolden. I really was. I thought, but I want to see his form first before I go, you know, projecting that he'll be good enough to be on the our Olympic team. But I'm really thrilled that you're that. He's found it again. That's a good thing.
Well, look, you know that Bruce is one of my best mates. We play together and we speak all the time, right? So it's always, I, as a commentator, I try and be, you know, sit impartial and stuff. But, you know, the guy is 6'11", steps out. I think he hit 4 threes in that game in game two, can rebound, can run the lanes, and he hasn't got his legs under him. He is exactly what the Boomers need. There is no question, but they need that Jonah Bolden, not another Jonah Bolden, if you know what I mean. And I haven't.
Sure.
He's not where he was when he played for Philly, and of course he wouldn't be, right? So if he can get back to that level, well, I think he can get back to the NBA. But then secondly, he'll be a great fit under Gorshin. No, don't forget, Bruce played under Gorshin and won an MVP in a grand final series. So,
Well, let's jump from Sydney just up the road to Illawarra. What was your take on them? Because obviously, as a South Australian, I'm very keen to see how Lachlan Oldbrook does, because he's another one that got away from the Adelaide 36ers.
How did they miss him? He's brilliant.
Yes.
He was a standout for them. Now, love him. Love him, love what they're doing. You know, Robinson's back. Tyler Harvey's doing the Tyler Harvey things. You know, they've picked up Wally Bales from the Kings. So that's a bit of, you know, a solidness off the bench. Their next star's looking good. So right now, my hand on heart says they may squeeze into the play-in. I don't think that would be any more than that. But anything could happen with this team, because the only reason I said it, they're just young. They're just young, and whilst they may have some experienced players, they're young in the sense they haven't played playoffs this team, and they're coming off what is their worst season, I'm sorry to say, you know, like three wins, I think it was. They're coming off their worst season. So there is no doubt they'll be better. There'll be plenty of upside, but it's going to be a long season that he's going to have to get these kids through, you know, Dan Greeter and all these guys that have just been working their butts off to get there. Well, now it's game time, if you know what I mean.
Sure, sure. And thanks for breaking my heart on Lockie Albrecht. Yeah, good on you.
Mate.
Okay.
I'm going to be completely honest. I didn't know much about him. I'm going to be completely honest. I didn't, but very impressive.
I know. Look, I've seen the 36ers lose Brad Newley. I've seen them lose Joe Ingles. And now Lachlan Albrecht is like, just smack your head. I mean, Isaac White running around. Anyway, I don't want to talk about it. It makes my heart very heavy. Let's jump to Cairns. Now, the other team that were a big surprise last season, what do you think of them?
Time will tell. Is what I say with them. I like them. I like what they can bring. I think that, you know, the coaching staff is good. It will always be. And he's great 40, right? He knows what he's doing. Yep. It did surprise me, though, in game one. I'm not sure if you saw this. He decided not to coach and put Taj McCall in as head coach.
Yep. I think he did that last year, too.
Put a player in there?
Yeah, he did it with Taj last year at the Blitz.
I've seen Trevor
Gleeson do that sort of thing with assistant coaches.
I love it. I love it when you do it with assistants. The only thing that surprised me, and I'll take nothing, he's a great coach, 40, and I love him. I just thought that was a shock when you're 2 weeks out from the season. If you're 2 months out from the season, I get that. You know what I mean?
But It worked from last year.
I'm not going to question him because he's damn good, right? So I love him. I think Sam Wardenberg's their clincher there. If he's that guy where we think he can get to, then I think Cairns will be a good show. But of course, they've lost Pinder and DJ Hogg and Shannon Scott. It's a big loss, and time will tell. I didn't see enough of them to say wow, but I saw enough to know that they will be tough, dogged, play hard, just like 40s teams do.
I was about to say, so basically that has all the characteristics of an Adam Ford team.
Totally.
We can, and Cairns fans will be in for another great ride, I'm sure.
100%.
Let's go from the top, right down to the bottom, down to Tassie. They went through 3-0. Milton Doyle, you know, he's still looking like an all-star. What do you think?
They look great. You know what I loved as well? They had Joey Wright doing some commentary, right? And Joey's sitting in there, and, you know, I think they asked him, and don't quote me word for word, but he was like, Milton Doyle's the best player in this league. Something like that. Don't quote me word for word because I don't want to put mixed feelings in. But what I'm saying is I loved it because there is a coach that understands. He's not talking it's Bryce Cotton 40 points a game. He's saying he does everything. I think he might have said it. He's the Leroy Loggins of our league now.
There you go.
I love that. You know, I just love that. I'd never looked at him like that. You know, and there's Joey, who, you know, unbelievable coach, and we know that. And I love Joey. But to be able to come out and say that, and I just thought, that's why Tasmania. You know, Scott Roth, great coach. Yes. The passing. This team's down 20 in games. They're never out of it. Right, they're never out of it, and they'll be right there again, mate. I love them, love them.
All right, let's jump from there. Well, I know we've still got Brisbane and South East Melbourne and a few others, but let's jump from there to the winners of the Blitz, Melbourne United, and also to the Perth Wildcats. I'm curious whether you think that this is going to translate. Are they going to be two of the teams that we can just about lock in for top four?
Top two for me. Yeah, I loved them. Yeah. I thought they were great. Look, you and I spoke a couple of weeks ago. I said, I think what Melbourne have done with their recruiting has been the best out of everything. When you look at, you know, Travers and Ian Clark and everything like that, they look phenomenal, mate. They really do. And Delhi, I love. There is nothing else better than a Delhi with a chip on his shoulder. Right. And he's got it. Let's be honest. Right. I mean, this guy's done everything. He's won a championship.
So you're saying you got to get chips at the deli.
Yeah.
That's the best
place
for it.
Boom, get boom. But what I'm saying, there is nothing else better. This guy is now. You can just see he's like, I'm going to Paris and I'm going to do everything I can. He's aggressive offensively, defensively. He's the same. He's always been. That's the number one thing that he does. But this team is humming, man. They look very, very, very good. Chris Golding, I don't even know if he scored in the first game, right? You're thinking, oh, okay, has he got a bit of a hangover? Then comes out and it's like 7-3s in his next one or something like that. So he's ready to go. He's a player that can flick the switch on at any time. Melbourne, very impressive. Top two for me.
Okay, and the other one, have you got Perth or Sydney in your top two?
I got Perth. Yeah, I got Perth. I think the only reason I say this, I think Sydney could get there, but I think they're going to take time just with their I think they're going to lose some games on the back of needing time.
They've got to find their identity.
Yeah. But Perth, great. Pinder looks outstanding. Love what they've got. I think John really having a year under him is probably not a bad thing because I think he needed that. I love what they've got. I love this new import, Jordan Usher.
He
reminded me, and probably shouldn't, I hate using names, but a little bit of like that Andrew Vlahov, where he's got some mongrel in him, right? And he's got that, even, you know, you could say like a Greg Hire and stuff, where it's like, I'll just do the things that a lot of people doesn't want to. He's talking to people, like as in smack talking, diving on balls, hitting people, bumping people. He will give them that mongrel back. And then you've got your Bryce Cotton doing Bryce things. Really like him. Really like them. The only question mark will be the Webster boys, right? We've already seen what's happened this week with Corey come out and he's been suspended, and, you know, those sort of things can rock teams. It hasn't at the moment, I don't think, but that's the only thing I think where they could falter. And don't forget, Travers has now gone to Melbourne, so they've got that whole different dynamic.
Yep. Okay, let's talk about the two that really are intriguing, and that to me is Southeast Melbourne and Brisbane. Like the upside of both those teams is really, really high. The downside is they watch the finals from the sidelines. So what was your take? So let's go Brisbane first.
Like it, like what they're doing. I think, you know, the crew they've put on together is good. Bainesy had, I think, 20 and 20 in a game, so I think that can only help them. Everything for me revolves around Sobey. If Sobey's humming, they will hum. I still think they'll be okay if he doesn't hum, but if he's going, I think they'll have a really, really good season. I think White coming in from Tasmania, wasn't it? Because he was Illawarra before that. Tasmania's good.
Again, he's gone to his third club and still won't come back to Adelaide.
Yeah, I know. Anyway, well,
he's need to know.
He's a good pickup. I like him.
Yep.
I do like this Bannon kid.
Mitch Norton's not a bad one. Mitch Norton?
Yeah, love Mitch Norton. He's good. Sam McDaniel's there. So I just think, and don't forget Rocco, right? There's the big, that young kid, man. He played well, 7-footer, runs the floor, finishes well around the rim. Like him, obviously needs probably a bit of meat, if that's the, you know, right ones to say. But I really, really liked him. I mean, he had a 20-odd point game for them in the preseason. I think that was against Cal, if I'm not mistaken. But he was really good. I think Shula, the coach, time will tell. But from what I can see, very impressive. And love that he's got D-Mac with him.
Yes. See, I just, the pieces, even as you mentioned them, you sort of go, these are some really, really nice pieces. If they can make it work, it's a bit like what you say about Sydney. If you've got it's there on paper, but it's how long will it take before it really is in sync and playing to its optimum? That's really the question mark.
And that's into the next one.
Yeah, Southeast Melbourne, which again, you know, their results were not all that brilliant, but they weren't putting their best foot forward either.
No. Look, they lost Williams, which was a huge loss, but they've picked up this import Short, I think it is it? He's loving him. He is a huge pickup for them. Look, I haven't seen enough because what's his name, didn't play for the first few games, Mitch Creek. And when he's not playing, you're not seeing the right team, right?
No.
So because everything goes through him, obviously. Yeah. So when he's not playing, then you sort of say, well, yeah, I'm not sure where they're at. So it'll all revolve around him again. I like their pieces. Ben Ayres there, which I think he'll give them some nice little punch off the bench. But I don't know enough. Mike Kelly looks like he's got him hump going, but they gave up some good scores and I'm just not sure with them again, like we seem to say every year.
Yep. Good pieces. Will it work? Will it gel together? Now, I've got two great rumours for you. Mm. One is that when Williams comes back, that the Wildcats snatch his replacement import.
Oh, good, smart move. I would.
That's a rumour that I've heard. Another one that I've heard is that CJ Bruton is skating on extraordinarily thin ice as coach of the 36ers.
It wouldn't surprise
me. And that they're ready to make a massive offer for Trevor Gleeson.
Yeah, look, that wouldn't surprise me. And as if you know, don't forget Gorgian's floating. Right.
I think he wants total focus on Paris. Yeah. I reckon that's gonna be like his last shot in the locker. That's where he will bid his farewell, unless he wants to keep coaching. But I mean, you know, he's approaching 70 and I think he's at that point in his life where I think that's it. I don't see Brian in our league. And certainly not as a replacement coach for someone. You know, you'd go after him hammer and tongs. I don't see that one. But Trevor Gleeson needs floating around, and that's just something I've heard along the grapevine. So let's get it out there first, and let's talk about that team that he may be involved with, Adelaide 36ers. How awful were they?
Man, they were woeful. Yeah. I don't know. Sorry, I will go back to that South East Melbourne thing. It was Cook, the guy.
Okay,
centre, Cook. I like him. Being in Chicago, I really liked him. And that's who you're saying you think could go to Perth?
Yes. That's just a rumour.
What a great idea. Because they do have an import spot to fill, so that's a great thing. Okay, moving on to Adelaide. They're broke, and obviously they're getting rid of one of their imports, and I don't think that has been announced. Jamal Franklin hadn't been announced as yet, but they will get rid of him. I don't know if that's the answer, mate. I don't know. I mean, they're obviously, they've got Jason Kadee, Mitch McCarron, they've got the all-star who was supposed to be Flowers, who was supposed to be appointed.
Flowers.
So I don't know where that this
Flower,
heads.
That Flowers experiment's been nipped in the bud.
I thought you were going to say it won't blossom. I was like, that's brilliant.
No, one or the other. We'll go with both. There's a lot of personnel issues again. You know, like you've got, they're going to retire the singlet of Daniel Johnson, but Daniel Johnson's not retired. And you're sort of going, are you moving forward? Is this group moving forward? I think they're moving down.
Well, here's what the big problem was is in their last game, because their first two games was woeful. In their last game, they played Tasmania, right? Yep. And what was the thing that everyone said? Oh, no, it was good. They played a lot better. That's a terrible sign. We don't want to hear, if you're an Adelaide fan, they played a lot better. No. You don't want to be here and they played a lot better. You want them to win, right? Now, Flowers... look, I like the kid and I think he'll be okay. It's just going to take forever, right? It's going to take forever. Humphreys looked okay. Just stay healthy. That's what it is.
Staying healthy. That's
I'm not sure. Yeah, staying healthy. Yeah. Starling, yeah, I don't know, mate. What's your thoughts on him?
My thoughts on him are a little bit similar to when the 36ers back in Phil Smythe's later years brought in Leonard Copeland. And Leonard was at sort of the tail end of his career. And Leonard's role was going to be to come off the bench, play 15, 20 minutes, make an impact. And in that capacity, he would have been great here. Mm. However, injuries, poor imports, etc., meant Leonard ended up having to play 35, 36 minutes at the tail end of his career. And I don't think it did him a great deal of good. And so I'm looking at Starling coming in at this age. Now, here's a guy that's for a decade been training twice a week, maybe. Mm-hmm. You know, you go to training twice a week, an hour and a half, and you play on a Saturday night. And I think the expectation and the demands on him,
He's a legend in Adelaide, isn't he?
That's in NBL one, mate.
No, that's you know, what like, I mean. Sorry, I should have said NBL.
So this is a big jump.
Look, in their last game, you know, Deck was good, as he always is Sunday. And, you know, Tawny Smith-Milner, I mean, you know, got 21 points. But they've still got Jacob Wiley to come back. And I got to be honest with you, I loved him when he was here last time. I thought he was really good energy. I don't know if this was a good move 4 or 5 seasons later. What do you think? I don't know.
I think they're coming last.
There's your answer.
That's where I think they're coming in. I think if you can, you know, normally going into a season, everybody obviously is upbeat and looking at their best prospects. And we've done this for a few years now, Brad. We assess the teams and we give the teams we think that are shot for finals a bit of a rap and those that are for the championship. we very, very rarely can say before a season starts, they're coming last.
Mm.
And when you can say that with a reasonable amount of confidence, that's got to really
impact
your fan base, your sponsors, everything. So I think these are, you know, you want to... Look, a season ago, they won the Loggins Bruton Cup at the Blitz.
Didn't they win it two? I think they won it 2 years in a row, from memory.
Well, they won it on the CJ.
Yeah.
And so you sort of thought, okay, so there's optimism there. Now you sort of, there's no optimism. There's nothing. Mm. And there's rumours already. And I think CJ's definitely got
let me take you back. Let me take you back to my 90s. I think it was the first summer season, it might be. And we went through 8 imports. Right. And from the word go, imports started to go out the door. Do you know what I mean? This didn't fit with this one. And we're going to change this to this one. And, you know, when you're just, if you're replacing an import that's like a one man with a one man or a three man with a three man or a five man with a five man, you can understand if injuries happen. But when you start going, right, we're going to take out this three man and get a one man or take out a one man and get a four man, you're basically like, I can't see how this is going to work. I haven't seen it before. Right, where it does work. And I can honestly say is I think they're just taking off a Band-Aid and putting it on another big wound, basically. So
I've got a couple of names I want to throw at you before we wrap.
Go for
it. The first one is, now back in the day they used to say that you were the Scottie Pippen at the Sydney Kings to Dwayne McLean as Michael Jordan. So you'd be very happy to see that Scottie Pippen is coming to help launch the NBL.
Did you mean Thursday Scottie night. Pippen Jr., who was the water boy? Is that what you meant?
Yeah. So he's coming to help launch the season with the Melbourne South East Melbourne match on Thursday night at John Cain Arena. So, yeah, that's a sellout already. So
what a great get. Actually, they were interviewing Ray Borner at the Blitz, and he turned around and said, I've heard a rumour that they're going to the tennis centre. And everyone was like, is it true? And everyone was like, I don't know. So that's an interesting one. So no one knows if that's going to happen, but that'll be great if they do that. Mm. Oh, look, what a get. I mean, obviously, he'll be hanging out with Luke, obviously, his boy.
Yes, Luke's had a lot to do with that.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. Well, they're publicising it, but it's Luke's. You know what I mean? So so I think it's great. And, I mean, just, you know, to get NBA players down here, like Jamal Murray was here recently, and that's good. This is Scottie Pippen. This is like, oh, my God. When they announced that, I was like, this is just another tick for this league, and it's so exciting with what's going on.
He was Batman to Jordan Superman, so
100%,
it's as good as it's going to get. Okay, now I'm going to throw two more names at you, although one of those names applies to two, and that's the Galloway brothers. We're going to be seeing some action from them this season, some highlight reel stuff, surely. Yeah.
I'd be more worried if I'm the Adelaide Galloway brother thinking, where am I getting mine here? Because they're a bit of a wreck, right? But Jaylen and Sydney, man, he is looking amazing. Downhill, he is unstoppable. Now he's got to work on that half-court game, but he looks really good. And it will be interesting because I didn't think he would start. Right, I thought they'd start the two imports in the guards. Then I thought they'd put Hogg in the three, Jonah in the four, and Jordan Hunter in the five. Right. But now I'm starting to think they might not do that. They might bring Jonah off the bench and start Jaylen in the three and Hogg. So there's so many options he's got. There's options, to answer it, they're both going to have great seasons, no question.
Yeah. But that's something we were talking earlier. It's going to take them a little while before they find exactly how they want to go about it. There's some experiments to be had. Okay, last name I want to throw to you, Dejan Vasiljevic.
Washington, fantastic, great signing. I don't know if he'll get a gig there, but if not, it's a D League, which is phenomenal, G League, whatever they call it now. And well, whatever it is, DG, they're just all numbers, aren't they, and alphabets. So great for us, great for our league. It's a shame that the Kings lost him because he's a character and he could shoot absolute crap.
No question.
But what a great environment for him to be in under with Zave and everything over there. So good, a real feel good story.
Yeah, but remember too, in the championship series where he didn't go quite so well this time as he did the previous year, Angus Glover stepped up. So, you know, I don't think the Kings are in bad shape.
And there's an interesting one as well when you pick up Angus, because I'm not sure where he's going to fit in with this team as well, because he's got to find his identity again. New coach, you know, they've got, you know, two import guards that are going to drag a lot of minutes. Then you've got Sean Bruce, him, Galloway in the three, you know, Kwot Noi. There's a lot of juggling to do here. So he's got his... Oh, absolutely.
Good problem to have.
And from what I'm hearing as well, coach of the Kings, absolutely lovely guy. Like, everyone's really impressed with him. They're doing exactly what he expect. Obviously, Mahoud Abdelfattah.
Mate, it can't be that lovely. He's gone to the Kings.
God bless you. You know what? It almost took you 27 minutes to go there, but it's fine.
All right, so that's it. We're done. Let's be back. Let's promise our listeners that we'll be back for a season preview.
Absolutely. Looking forward to it. Thanks, mate. All the best. And everyone, thank you. Keep looking out. We'll be back. And remember, go those Kings and Adelaide 36ers for Bonnie.
Opposite end of the ladder.
Did you want to be in the locker room when Adelaide lost that first game?
Oh, my God. Look, I love CJ. He's a great bloke. But I think he's too close to the players. And I think you have to have distance. And that's going to be the problem.